Pakistan's former military ruler Pervez Musharraf is facing a bumpy ride as he prepares to run in the upcoming parliamentary elections. The Supreme Court has summoned Musharraf over allegations of treason and banned him from leaving the country. The top court issued the orders after it heard applications from several lawyers accusing Musharraf of treason for imposing emergency rule in 2007. The former general is also facing a series of other charges, among them a failure to provide adequate security for former Premier Benazir Bhutto ahead of her assassination. Musharraf, who was a U.S. ally in the so-called War on Terror, left Pakistan in 2008. He returned home last month. Musharraf will be a parliamentary candidate in a remote district after being rejected in three other parts of the country. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Sayed Tariq Pirzada, who is a political analyst who is joining us live now from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. And Mr. Pirzada, how significant a decision is this on the part of the Supreme Court?
Major decision. And Supreme Court actually learned from the way the ex-ambassador of Pakistan to United States left the country when he was being tried on different charges. That fellow never returned to Pakistan. So the Supreme Court learned the lesson, and as soon as Musharraf entered the country, we had these applications that you referred to that went before the Supreme Court in the end, and now the Supreme Court said, let's decide the case. That's the issue. Let's settle the issue of treason, and until that happens, you ain't leaving the country.
So, Mr. Pirzada, what now happens to Musharraf? Will he actually be charged? And you know, the punishment for treason is the death penalty.
Well, right now, the applications that are being heard by the Supreme Court, they are the applications that will a decision on them will decide whether he is guilty of treason or not. So first, the nature of the substance of the applications is, decided upon by the Supreme Court. Then we'll get to the point of treason. And here, the issue is, it's not just treason. It is the subversion of Constitution. It is the violation of Constitution, especially when he enforced the emergency and violated the Constitution. He was not granted immunity by the court at that time for his actions, and this is contrary to what other dictators in Pakistan had the privilege of getting. So they got away with that. This time Mr. Musharraf is in serious trouble. I think he is the most ill-advised person who has ever entered into the arena of politics in this country. He could not differentiate that a military adventure and a political political attempt or a political action are two different things. And he was hoping that a crowd of 7 million people would be there at the airport and he'll be welcomed and in the middle of that by that crowd. It did not happen. So somebody ill-advised that fellow, and which is what he is going to face. And that is the situation. Pakistan is very serious. There's a election fever. Nobody is ready to listen to Musharraf, and everybody's laughing. He has become a laughing stock. I wish he had exercised some judgment. And actually, there are certain elements, political elements, who advised him in London, do not ever return to country. This country is not ready for you. But he simply ignored everything. So he is facing the consequences of his decision to return to Pakistan.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate your insight as always. That was Sayed Tariq Pirzada speaking to us live from Islamabad.